Thank you, Dave. How are you?
Very well. I'm just thinking, looking at wicklowpride.com, Patrick, I love the countdown to the Pride Parade you have there. Just over 55 days to go. Unfortunately, Met Aaron's weather forecast doesn't look that far ahead. But the week we seem to be having in County Wicklow at the moment, wouldn't it be fabulous? Like it was last year if the weather obliged?
Completely, 100%. This weather would be absolutely ideal for us. As you said, last year we had a scorcher of a day, and I think it was one of the rare hot days that we had in July last year, and it was just fantastic. It completely actually elevates the whole atmosphere and, you know, puts everyone in a great mood. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that the weather's going to be on our side on 6th of July.
I know that's the climax of the Wicklow Pride calendar, and not just the parade, but the festival, if you like, all around us. Are you still looking for volunteers for that?
Oh, we are constantly looking for volunteers. Yes, yeah, we are indeed. And actually, we're just about to put together some social media pieces there because we're looking for people to come on board the committee as treasurer, and we're looking for someone to volunteer as a photographer. So we are constantly looking for volunteers, and especially people to volunteer on the day. We're going to need plenty of stewards in Wicklow Town because we have big, big plans. So we will need lots of bodies on hand. Now, we have over 50 volunteers last year, and we do have quite a lot of them coming back. But the more, the merrier.
So if you're handy with a camera in particular, or you're handy with finances, Wicklow Pride wants to hear from you.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's all through wicklowpride.com if you're interested in volunteering.
Or they can even just email info@wicklowpride.com. There is a piece on the website there that they can click on, or a link, should I say, to click on to actually just register their interest to volunteer. And then Rekay, who's coordinating the volunteers on the committee, she will be in contact. She'll come back to you.
Now, the night of East Coast FM's Wicklow White Coffee Morning, you guys had just as exciting an event, Queens and Comedy at the Brass Fox in Wicklow Town. It was the 26th of April. How did it go and what exactly happened? I know your outgoing PRO, the lovely Aaron Whelan, put himself out there, so to speak, didn't he?
He did, he did. It was a great night. A lot of people will know what the Brass Fox in Wicklow Town. It has a great dog kind of attached to it. It's a cafe type place, and that's where we had it. It's a nice little intimate venue. It was full to the brim of people. We had two drag queens on the night host for us, Carmageddon and Nikki Stones were the two performers, and they were absolutely fantastic. But yet, Aaron put himself out there, and we had three lucky or unlucky people. I don't know which way to say it, but I'm sure Aaron will come back to me on that. I might get a phone call after this. But he put himself out there. It was great fun. It was great. It's comedy. The audience loved this. It was our first fundraiser for 2024 for Wicklow Pride, and it was absolutely fantastic. Everyone had a great night. So much fun.
And
so
was it a take on what we would have remembered from Cilla Black and Blind Date, that idea?
Yeah, well, I'm too young to remember Cilla Black. Sorry. I'm just getting that out there. Just getting that out there.
I'm not.
I know. I do remember Cilla. It was exactly the same format, exactly. Aaron had no idea about the questions. We even had his mother come up and ask a couple of questions as well. He had no idea. He was completely oblivious to who was up there, to what was going to be asked of him. So it was just great fun. It was something that was different and that we probably will do again. But it was great fun.
Janie Mac and having his mum there, all the better for the crack. Did he have to go on the date then with the chosen person, or what happens?
He did. Yeah, listen, the way it worked was he had to go out on a 20-minute date and come back. And, you know, and I think things worked out. I really don't know. We haven't heard back. So there could be a Wicklow Pride wedding upon us. I don't know.
Now, you're taking me back to growing up in Wicklow Town. I've been on a few dates down the Murrah, but I'm thinking about walking out of the Brass Fox. Where do you go on a 20-minute date? I presume you walk out in the Murrah and look out at the sea and into each other's eyes and... When you've just met the person literally minutes before, that has to be tough on both, is it?
Oh, listen, it was nerve-wracking for the two, I might say. But they went from one, the grey dog, into the Brass Fox.
Okay, right,
And that was it. And for 20 minutes, while the rest of us kind of just waited in anticipation, you know. Absolutely great fun.
And lovely, too, to see local businesses getting behind Wicklow Pride. I mean, the list of prize sponsors is incredible. Kelly's Fruit and Veg Shop, Wardrobe, Super Value, Nora Salon, The Sparrow's Nest, O'Reilly Hardware, Michael Collins Pharmacy, I don't want to forget anyone, Boys to Men Barber, Hannah's Coffee Shop, Abbey Street Barbers, John Flood Menswear, Bridge Street Books, and our old friends, the team at Wicklow Jail as well, all getting involved to help.
Oh, yes. Do you know what? Because we had a raffle on the night. They were these were all donations, amazing prizes from all these people donated for the raffle on the night. And, you know, because it's a small venue, nearly everybody ran away. Although there was one or two people that won two or three prizes. So I think there was a bit of a fix going on there. Unfortunately, I didn't win anything.
My own view on raffles is, Patrick, if you buy more tickets than other people bought and you're putting more money into it, well, then you deserve to win more prizes.
Exactly. Do you know what? That's a very fair point. So, yeah, I shouldn't have spent the €40. No, only joke.
Over the weekend, just gone, the long bank holiday weekend, you did the first of a series of monthly dip and sip events at the Cove Beach in Arklow. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so what we were trying to come up, like, Wicklow Pride is not all about, it's about advocacy and educating people, but it's about the social aspect as well. Because believe it or not, we're constantly getting messages from people, you know, oh, we're delighted to see you're doing this and doing that, because we didn't know you existed and we didn't know there was places to go where we can have a chat and look for some sort of support. I think it was Liam, who's on the committee with us, he'll be talking to next week maybe, he came up with the idea of the dip and sip. So basically what it is, once a month we're going to be meeting at a local beach within County Wicklow, and Arklow was the first one. We down at the Cove on Saturday, and I was working myself, so I couldn't get there. But I provided a tea and coffee. I just want to let you know that I had some sort of involvement in it. And they all went down, and some of them got into the sea, and there was a few people who just turned up. I had seen it on social media, and it was just a great... It was only for an hour. Go in for a swim and then have a hot cup of tea or a cup of coffee and a little bit of a chat. Yeah, that's it. So next, the 1st of June is the next one. That's going to be in British Bay, and then we have another one in July. In Whistler Town at Sandfiner Beach, and then Greystones on the 3rd of August. And then we are on September the 9th, then we're in Bray. So, yeah, we're actually having one the morning of the Whistler Pride Festival, or the parade, which is July the 6th, and that one, of course, going to be in Whistler Town. So it's just an ideal opportunity for people who like to brave the cold waters, not like me now. I get my toe on my foot and put my
feet. I'd be with you on that, but I'd go for the tea and go for the chats and go for the crack.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably leave the dry robe that I don't own at home in the press.
Yeah. If you bring it with you, and it would make you look like you were in having a swim.
Well, that's true, yeah, the optics of it, yeah, exactly. So the next one is British Bay, June 1st. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
Oh, great.
10 o'clock on the 1st of June at British Bay, South Beach.
For participants, you just bring your swimwear. Wicklow Pride provides the tea in the chats.
Exactly.
You mentioned Liam. The Rainbow Run is happening Saturday week, right? The 18th at Shoreline Sports Park Athletic Track down the road in Greystones.
Yep.
And I'll be talking to Liam more about that next week. But I do want to ask you about a big event happening tonight with Irish involvement. Now, shelving the politics of wars and the world and everything else going on and talks of boycott and opinions on that just to one side, the Eurovision Song Contest and Bambi Thug, I feel... What an incredible representative for this country in terms of equality, diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm a massive fan of Eurovision. Ireland, all that many years ago, winning so many times. And, you know, I think over the last couple of years, you'd be a fan of Eurovision, but you'd be very disabled. You'd be like, what's the point even watching this? Because you know that Ireland's not going to go anywhere, or you feel that Ireland's going to go anywhere for whatever reason. But Bambi, I think, is going to break the mold this year. I think there is a lot of hype around Bambi, obviously representing the LGBTQIA plus community, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. They are living their true lives and being their true selves, and it's an inspiration to younger people. I'm going to speak from, obviously, just from the Wicklow Pride aspect, well, I suppose nationally, for people who are struggling with their gender identity and sexuality. And, you know, when Bambi, someone like Bambi is up on that stage just living their best life, will kind of motivate and give people the encouragement to be true to themselves, you know. So I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I wish them the best of luck. We'll be watching them and hoping for the best. But from an LGBTQIA plus standpoint, it's an absolute and amazing achievement.
And I read an interview, Patrick, with Bambi Thug. They were talking about how they love being part of that community. I'm paraphrasing now. I also didn't have that growing up. And that's the importance of it, something you've touched on there.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it just goes to show how far Ireland has come along in that whole subject. And, you know, I'm not an old person myself. You know, I'm not going to say how old I am because people won't believe me. They'll be shocked now. But it's a testament to the Irish people. It's down to education and advocacy work by all of the community groups like ourselves throughout the whole country. And, of course, the marriage referendum. And people went about educating themselves more and more about, you know, the LGBTQIA plus community. And a lot of people have changed their mind and they came around to thinking, well, somebody else living their true life and being the best that they want to be and being who they want to be is not really going to affect me in any shape or form. So it shouldn't be an issue.
My mom lives by live and let live, and it's worked for her so far rather well.
Yes, you know, and if everybody was like that, wouldn't the world be a better place? Well, in an ideal world, it would be fantastic.
Agreed.
Yeah, and it just goes to show, like, Bambi coming forward and just literally being themselves, and it is encouraging for younger people and younger generations to come. So.
Best of luck to Bambi Thug tonight, here, and best of luck to you with the next sip and dip. Or dip and sip, whichever way you want to do it. Or maybe sip and dip and sip again because you're freezing. And I'll be talking next week on the show to your Wicklow Pride colleague and pal, Liam Redmond, about the Rainbow Run, which won't be done in water.
No, I'm taking part in that myself. So it's good to keep fit. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to keep telling myself that.
Patrick Bracken, Chair of Wicklow Pride. Always a pleasure. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.